Yeah, I mean, people are still kind of reeling from it, and shock really at the extent of it. And I think the videos, probably everybody has seen the videos at this stage of basically a river flowing down the street, and it was everybody's just still can't really believe it as such, I would say. And while my office was impacted severely on it, and there's a number of residents on the street who are impacted and having to live through it and stay there while the cleanup has taken place now. Basically, everybody's trying to dry out their buildings now, getting dehumidifiers and stuff like that. They're trying to dry them out and just to see what the extent of the repair damage that now is required. And so that'll be, and now it'll probably take probably maybe a week or 10 days for buildings can dry out fully to we see what the extent of what needs to be replaced in that there as well then too.
Naturally enough, attentions will turn to now, how can this never happen again, or what can be done to ensure that it never happens again?
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know yet. I'm not sure exactly what can happen. The OPW had plans after the last event to protect against the sea rising, and that those plans haven't been implemented yet. But I don't think it would have made a jot of difference to this event on Saturday. This was basically, there was a lot of snow and rain on higher ground on Friday night, and it basically all washed down that river, drains thousands upon thousands of acres of higher ground, and it all washed down and blocked the wash debris down with it and blocked the bridge, which caused the flooding. Events like that are unfortunately are becoming more and more common, and I don't know really how you can fully protect against them, because you could have, I don't know, you could have cleaned out that river every day for a year, and then this event happened and washed more stuff down, and so you'd have circumstances that like what happened as well. So I just don't know yet. We'll have to get the unfortunately the part of the problem then too is that the dispute between the OPW and the council as to who's actually responsible for the riverbeds and for rivers, and it seems to be the OPW, so we'll have to get the OPW to look at that and see what is actually can be done. And the OPW is very slow in actually coming up with results, but hopefully we can get a solution. Yeah, and my office unfortunately will be closed. Like all the businesses will be closed on Bridge Street probably for the foreseeable, but we will be available over the phone, and if anybody can contact for the phone, and we'll try and get something organised then for drop-in sessions as well at a later stage.